Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the day after Christmas, December 26th. We are pushing closer and closer towards the new year, and frankly, I'm looking forward to the new year for a variety of reasons that I won't go into here. But needless to say, I hope you all had a very nice and pleasant Christmas. I had a very nice and pleasant Christmas. I did not do a lot of eating. I did absolutely no drinking. Actually, I did a lot of work. And while I was doing a lot of work over the holidays, I had occasion to be listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, listening to some archives, some shows that I've never listened to before. You know, because I have enough trouble doing my own show, let alone listening to all the other shows of all the other hosts. And, you know, folks, I have to say that this is one grand network, and we owe John and Sandra Stattmiller so much thanks for making this network possible. So thanks to John and Sandra for doing just that. The Republic Broadcasting Network is truly a public service in the very best sense of the word, and I am pleased to be associated with it. So as I say, I learned a lot of interesting things and listened to a lot of interesting different people with a lot of interesting different hosts. I actually called Hashem Talawi's program over the last Saturday, I guess it was, this Saturday before Christmas, this past holiday. And I'll be talking about that in a moment because, folks, although 'tis the season to be jolly, so they say, there's a lot of things happening in this world today that make it very, very difficult for us to be jolly. And that's one of the unfortunate consequences of being the host of a program such as this, because so much of what I talk about is of a, well, let's be honest, a very negative nature. I don't want it to be, but, you know, reality is such. I mean, you know, my dear mother used to say to me, why don't you write nice things? And I'd say to her, what do you want me to do, write about flowers? You know, flowers are nice, ladies and gentlemen. I've never been able to grow them. I don't have a green thumb. All the plants that I have in my apartment are all fake. They're much easier to take care of, but I have to remember to dust them. Well, speaking of dusting, we're going to be dusting off some old information here tonight, and we're going to be bringing to light, I guess, some new information, or certainly discussing things that I haven't discussed here in this program before, some things that have appeared in the press over the last couple days since I was last with you last week. No guest tonight, although I do expect to have at least one guest next week. I haven't formalized the appearance yet, but it's somebody who I know will be telling you a story that will be of interest because it touches directly on a very, very important issue of our time. In some respects, maybe the most important issue of our time, and that is our right to speak out. Because if we didn't have the right to speak out, we wouldn't have the opportunity to either broadcast over networks like Republic, or in the alternative, you wouldn't have the opportunity to tune in to RBN, or to write letters to your editors, or to call in radio talk shows, whether this network or others. You know, you can argue over whether the First Amendment or the Second Amendment or this amendment or that amendment is the most important, but, you know, you can't argue about the Second Amendment publicly unless you have your First Amendment rights. Well, in any case, folks, just a comment there. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned. A lot to talk about. Get your pen and paper handy.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you live on this, the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. I hope I'm able to welcome a lot of new listeners here this evening, because as I always say, that's the goal, not to speak to the same people every night as though it's an insider's club, but to try to bring new people in and make them aware that there are issues that need to be discussed, even if we don't discuss them in the same tones or in the same fashion that they are discussed in the controlled major media in America. Well, folks, this week in American Free Press, very interesting. The word interesting is an understatement, folks. It's an account by Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty, of the aftermath of the Israeli attack on the Liberty and what was happening aboard the ship as they were struggling not only to stay alive but to keep the ship afloat. And, you know, it's not pleasant reading. It's not holiday reading, folks. But I tell you what, the guys that were on the USS Liberty spent many holidays afterwards unable to tell the truth about what happened to them. And so I'm glad in this last of the year issue of American Free Press, we were able to give Phil Turney the opportunity to tell it in black and white. But I can tell you that the decks of the USS Liberty were blood red. Christmas red, folks. Yeah, real holiday on board the USS Liberty, thanks to our friends in Israel. Well, this issue of American Free Press has a book review in, written by yours truly, about the first volume of a trilogy on the Clintons that has been written by Victor Thorne, formerly of Wing TV. This first volume is entitled, very provocatively, Hillary and Bill, the Sex Volume. This subsequent volume is coming on drugs, Hillary and drugs, and Hillary and crime. But don't think this volume is just about the strange and wild lives of Bill and Hillary Clinton. There's much, much more to the book. It's at the printer right now, and people can get it at an advance order price of $25. After February 1st, the price is going to be $30. But let me tell you about this book. I honestly haven't read the whole thing. I must tell you that right now, but I skimmed it very quickly. I'm a fast reader, folks, and I want to tell you something. I'm familiar with a lot of the literature on Bill and Hillary Clinton. I've seen most of it, if not read most of it, in its entirety. I'm familiar with the literature that's been come out from the conservative critics of the Clintons. I'm familiar with some of the mainstream, quote-unquote, criticism of the Clintons. But I want to tell you, this volume by Victor Thorne is the one that tells the big story. Now, let me read to you or paraphrase what I wrote here. I say some conservative writers have cranked out books attacking Hillary, but they consistently miss the big picture, boxed in by their own Republican bias. They're unable to grasp the fact that Hillary and Bill are very much a part of the establishment elite and tied in directly to many of the backstage intrigues of the bipartisan New World Order. So many of these conservative Republicans out there, they hate the New World Order, and they think that Bill and Hillary Clinton are behind it, but they refuse to recognize the fact that the Republican gangsters are in on it, too. Well, Victor Thorne makes it very, very clear that Bill and Hillary, or I should say in this case, Hillary and Bill, have had ties to the power elite going back to certainly their college days at Yale, their law school days at Yale, and Victor, in this book, also makes it pretty obvious that there's a lot more to both Hillary's family and Bill's own family than meet the eye. You know, the Clintons, they are radicals, ladies and gentlemen. They have radical left-wing political views in the standard sense of those words. But on the other hand, they are still very much part of the power elite. And this is something that a lot of people don't understand. Because this old Republican versus Democrat, liberal versus conservative thing still is hanging over in people's minds. Just like there's a lot of people out there who don't understand that Russian President Vladimir Putin is standing in the way of the New World Order. There's a lot of people out there who still buy the John Birch Society's propaganda that Vladimir Putin is a communist. Well, folks, I keep telling you, we've got to step away from all that and move forward and recognize that even the Cold War was a fraud from the get-go. And this book, Hillary and Bill, Volume 1, by Victor Thorne, it's a book you need to read because it puts both of the Clintons in their real context. And I've talked to others who've seen the other volumes, parts of the other volumes at any rate, that are forthcoming, and I guarantee you they appear to be even more sensational even than Hillary and Bill, this first volume. So it is available. If you want to order it from American Free Press, you can go to the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. Book is $25, but after February 1st, it'll be $30. So if you want to place an advance order, now's the time to do it. You can call American Free Press during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, from about 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Or you can go online, and I'm sure you can order it online from American Free Press as well. So it's Hillary and Bill. That's the name of the book, Hillary and Bill. The author is Victor Thorne. Definitely recommend you get the book, ladies and gentlemen. might be a good book to pass on to your friends who don't quite understand the big picture. Another very interesting book. There's a flyer in this issue of American Free Press. It's a glossy flyer. This is going to upset a lot of people, folks. If you're sensitive to the discussion of the issue of race, I might suggest that you turn your radio down for a couple minutes, because I'm going to be talking about a book here that is a history of the white race. It's being made available by the Barnes Review, and I'm going to give you the contact information as to where you can get it. The book is entitled March of the Titans, A History of the White Race. This book is 8.5 by 11 oversized pages, 8.5 by 11. It's soft cover. It's 596 pages, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very attractive book, actually. Lots of interesting photographs, paintings, pictures, etc., you name it. What's very, very interesting, I want to read to you from a review of the book. I didn't write the review. A colleague of mine, Paul Angel, did. The idea for writing this massive volume came, according to the author, Arthur Kemp, from a perusal of the history section of the Jaeger Library at the University of Cape Town in 1983. While undertaking some research, the author came across a volume covering the history of the Chinese people. This prompted the author to look for a volume on the history of the white race. What he found instead was volume after volume on the Aztecs, Mayans, Incans, Black Africans, Japanese, Siamese, and every other Asian culture, the Australian Aborigines, Arabs, North American Indians, Polynesians, Melanesians, Micronesians, and just about every race and culture group except Caucasians. Confounded, the author decided then that he would compile a volume on the one race that was not exclusively covered in any book he could find anywhere, the white race. Well, this is a book that covers 35,000 years of history. I have not read it myself, but those among my colleagues who have read it or who have examined it say it's quite a Titanic book, pun intended. The name of the book is March of the Titans. It's got four pages of color photographs. It's got more than 700 pieces of art in black and white. It's actually a good-looking book, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there that don't like you to talk about the white race, because then they say you're a white supremacist or you're a white racist or a white separatist. But here, I'm here to tell you, folks, there's nothing wrong with talking about the history of the white race, even if people say there is. Now, you know, it's kind of funny, because I have pointed out on this show on more than one occasion that my great-great-grandfather was a full-blooded American Indian. And, you know, it's kind of funny, because there are people who get mad at me for mentioning that. They say that I'm not proud of my white heritage and that I play up my American Indian heritage. Well, folks, I'm Irish, Dutch, German, and American Indian. That's my ethnic heritage, not Jewish, as has been alleged by lunatic Huffschmidt and lunatic Boleyn. But no, I'm Irish, Dutch, German, and American Indian. And I guess because I have that non-white blood pulsing through my veins, it gives me an opportunity to be able to talk candidly about race that other people might not have. And so I'm just as proud of all of my heritage as I am any of my heritage. It's just the way it is. I had nothing to do with choosing it, but I'm not afraid to talk about it. And the amazing thing is, though, that there are, as I say, some people who get upset with me for even mentioning that I have American Indian blood, because I guess they don't like American Indians. Well, the history of the white race is told in this book, March of the Titans. If you're interested in it, it's $42. Beautiful book. Come shrink-wrapped. Go to the Barnes Review website at barnesreview.org or call 877-773-9077. 877-773-9077. $5. Shipping and handling for a total of $47. It's worth every penny, folks. Very interesting book. March of the Titans, the history of the white race.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, it's kind of funny. Over the break, I was thinking back to one time I was at a political conference attended by a wide-ranging assortment of people, and I was taking advantage. It happened to be in California. This is many, many years ago, and I was taking advantage of that beautiful California sun. I love that hot weather in California. And I was sitting by the pool, smoking a cigar, reading some anti-communist literature, so to speak, and one of my associates was there. This person actually was not very much of a friend of mine, and he came up by me as I was sitting by the pool, and he said, as I was getting very, very tan, as I do because of my American Indian blood, and he said, "Oh, you want to make yourself look like," and then he proceeded to use the N-word, which I will not use here in the air. Not that I'm afraid to use it, but I just don't want to have anyone like the people at the Anti-Defamation League falsely say that I use the N-word on the air. But this person said to me, "Oh, you're sitting out here getting sun. What do you want to look like, an N?" Well, this person, who has one of the most horrible complexions I've ever seen in my life, I turned to him and I said, well, you know, you could use the sun yourself. And then I commented, I said, but you know what you seem to be missing is the fact that this blonde hair of mine, this very Aryan blonde hair of mine, gets even more blonde in the sun. So I don't know. I guess getting all that sun makes me a redneck rather than something else. And I guess the word red in this case is appropriate because of my American Indian blood. Well, I'm sure we've upset everybody in the audience tonight by discussing race, because this issue of race is something that just is, it's like throwing a match on gasoline. And, you know, one of the reasons why I bring this up is because this issue of race and racism is now coming to the fore within the context of Ron Paul's presidential candidacy. Some very strange and interesting and intriguing and funny and sad things happening as Ron Paul picks up in popularity. This issue of race and racism is becoming a big issue because there are people who have what you might call racist points of view or white separatist points of view or racially conscious points of view, whatever you want to call it, from a negative or a positive standpoint, however you want to define it. There are people who are concerned about the issue of race who are supporting Ron Paul. Now, as a consequence of that now, Ron Paul is being attacked because he has support from people who have these views. Whether or not Ron Paul shares these views or not, he's still being attacked for this. And this issue of racism and anti-Semitism is becoming this underlying theme that even among Ron Paul's supporters, I'm seeing now on the internet, people are saying, oh, Ron Paul and his movement are not racist, and we reject these horrible racists, and they have nothing to do with Ron Paul's campaign. We reject these horrible anti-Semites because they don't have anything to do with Ron Paul's campaign. Well, you see, this is kind of a symptom that the Republican Party itself has had. The Republican Party has often torn itself from within over controversial issues like this. And it would be a terrible thing to see Ron Paul's candidacy torn apart by his own supporters, pointing fingers at others and saying, "You're bad guys. You don't represent Ron Paul." Well, you know, Ron Paul is who represents Ron Paul, and whoever chooses to support him, for whatever reason they choose to support him, guess what, folks? You know what? This is America. We do still have the right to speak out. We still do have the First Amendment, you know. So I hope this finger pointing within the Ron Paul movement doesn't get too nasty. As I pointed out, American Free Press has been dragged into it largely by Michael Medved, and his allegations that American Free Press is the voice of the Nazi Party in America have resonated and reverberated all over the internet. And I've seen Ron Paul's supporters say, "Oh, you know, we don't support that American Free Press." But on the other hand, there's a lot of people who do support American Free Press who do support Ron Paul, and they are among Ron Paul's strongest supporters. So my caution to those of you out there who are criticizing American Free Press and other people who are supporting Ron Paul, don't cut off your nose despite your face. Because, you know, the fact is, it's highly unlikely that Ron Paul is going to win the presidency, but Ron Paul is doing something positive and laying the groundwork for a real effort to try to get issues discussed in America. And believe me, Ron Paul's libertarian positions on racial issues, like affirmative action, etc., there's a lot of people who consider those libertarian views to be racist. So everybody is up to be called a racist in this country, ladies and gentlemen. Be very, very careful when you point your finger. Well, we're going to the break. When we come back, some more commentary. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Do you have your pen and paper handy? I'm going to give you an 866 number that you need. It's an 866 number. I've already tipped you off to that. My question is this: are you in good health? Well, if you aren't, or if you are in good health and want to maintain your good health, RBN has a sponsor, Heart and Body Extract. It can help. Can help bring you to good health or maintain your good health. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. This is one of the sponsors of this network. I hope you'll patronize them. The number is 866-295-5305. And their website is hbextract.com. That's pretty simple. H as in Hillary, B as in Bill, hbextract.com. And I hope the folks at hbextract.com don't mind me using Hillary and Bill in that context. hbextract.com. Okay, we were talking about Ron Paul and this issue of alleged racism, or white separatism, or white pride, or whatever you want to call it, and I don't want to get into an argument with people who don't like the term racism for whatever reason, I don't want to get into an argument over what it's all about. I'm just referring to what the mass media talks about and the way the terms are thrown about. But you know, Ron Paul was on with Tim Russert here the other day and mentioned the neocons. And well, since then I've seen some commentary by people saying, well, that's Ron Paul throwing out code words to indicate that he is anti-Semitic or to indicate that Ron Paul doesn't like Jews or however you want to put it, or else he's Jew baiting in hopes of winning the votes of the Jew baiters. Well, in other words, folks, you can't even use terms like neoconservative without people attributing hidden agendas to it. American Free Press, and before that, the Spotlight, have faced that for years. There were people who said that whenever the Spotlight wrote about international bankers, that was a secret code word for Jews. I mean, you know, it just, you know, as I pointed out here in this show, you know, you can't win for trying. I mean, it's so Ron Paul is catching hell for saying things that have nothing to do whatsoever with the issue of race or religion. He's using a term that the neoconservatives themselves invented and popularized, and then when he uses it, they suggest that he's Jew baiting, and that's exactly what they've done. Well, now some of his supporters are jumping up to say, well, Ron's not a Jew baiter, but there are Jew baiters out there, and they don't represent Ron Paul. So as I say, we don't want to see Ron Paul's movement implode from within because so many people are quick to allow their good intentions to be manipulated by these liars in the mass media who deliberately stoke up divisions among groups within this country. Well, folks, within the last 5 years that I can think of, there has only been one member of Congress, and I'm not talking about Ron Paul. There's only been one member of Congress who has done the following three things. Number one, raised serious questions about what really happened on 9/11. There's only been one member of Congress who has also not only done that, but who has also criticized U.S. favoritism for Israel. And that same member of Congress also called for an investigation of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. Well, that member of Congress, for those crimes, is no longer a member of Congress, but she is seeking the Green Party presidential nomination for the upcoming November election, and that's former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney of Georgia. She is black, and obviously she is a woman. And frankly, folks, I'll tell you what, if Ron Paul doesn't somehow get the Republican nomination, and if he chooses not to run as an independent candidate, that's still up in the air. Obviously, it's going to be up in the air for a long time. If Cynthia McKinney is still in the race, if Cynthia McKinney's running for the Reform Party nomination, or not the Reform Party nomination, the Green Party nomination, I think she would be a splendid candidate, to use the term that the late criminal Jerry Falwell used to describe Joe Lieberman. Now, of course, I'm going to upset a lot of people out there for daring to say that I would support a black candidate for president, because there are just people out there who would not vote for a black candidate. And frankly, there's a lot of people out there who wouldn't support a woman either, white or black. But I'll tell you what, Cynthia McKinney, in many respects, has proven to be much more of a quote-unquote man in the classic sense of the word, in standing up and being tough and daring to take on powerful interests. She's more of a man than most of the members of the United States Congress, whether you like her skin color or not. Just a fact, ladies and gentlemen. Well, interesting thing in the news, and we have a couple callers here, and I'm going to go to them in a moment. You probably heard, if you haven't, you'll hear about it now. It was reported by the Associated Press J. Edgar Hoover, the former FBI director, had a plan to suspend the rules against illegal detention shortly after the Korean War began and arrest as many as 12,000 Americans he suspected of being disloyal. Hoover wanted President Truman to declare the mass arrests necessary to protect the country against treason, espionage, and sabotage. The plan called for the FBI to apprehend all potentially dangerous individuals whose names were on a list that Hoover had been compiling for years. Well, you know, J. Edgar Hoover has a lot of fans out there, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm here to tell you I'm not one of his fans, and I have written critically of him in American Free Press and in my book, The Judas Goats. I have a couple chapters touching on the intrigues of J. Edgar Hoover, and I'm not talking about J. Edgar Hoover wearing a dress. Frankly, I don't believe that story. At least that particular story about him. Be that as it may, what I'm talking about is J. Edgar Hoover's collaboration with groups such as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which used to supply Hoover lists of subversives. And I'm talking about the fact that the Anti-Defamation League and other groups like the American Jewish Congress and the American Jewish Committee were also not just providing Hoover the names of anti-Semites, but they were deciding who the security risks were, ladies and gentlemen. That's something a lot of people don't know about, because these groups, like these three Jewish groups that I've named, have this image of being left-wing and pro-communist. But no, in fact, it's documented, folks, and I have references to it in my book, The Judas Goats. These groups were deciding who the subversives were and who weren't. That's a whole hidden part of the whole so-called McCarthy era that is not very, very well known, and my sources on that come from Jewish writers, not anti-Zionist Jewish writers, not anti-Jewish Jewish writers, not self-hating Jews. These are sources from the Jewish community that have candidly admitted the fact that Jewish groups were part of the so-called witch hunts that those groups even today condemn. So again, hear this issue of J. Edgar Hoover. For years, he was a hero to many, many anti-communists, but you know what? J. Edgar Hoover probably did as much to damage the legitimate anti-communist movement in this country as any real communist ever did. In fact, the number two man in the Communist Party USA was a Jewish Trotskyite who worked for J. Edgar Hoover, whose name escapes me at the moment. But it's all in my book, The Judas Goats. Let me put in a plug for that. All right. Well, I could go on here, folks. There's a couple other books I wanted to talk about with you, but time flies, and we have more time to have fun on days ahead. So what I'm going to do right now is go to the phones. We have Cage from Indiana. Cage, come on up.
It's quite an honor to speak with you. I'm a longtime reader of AFP.
Okay.
And I definitely want to applaud your effort. I guess I'm a member of that racialist community, if you will. And it seems to me like the Paul campaign's been real careful in some of the statements they've made about the critical press they've been receiving with so-called supremacist groups that are supporting them. And I think they've been actually quite diplomatic about it. I mean, I saw a report on CNN where they mentioned, oh, yeah, we got $500 from Don Black. But you know what? That's $500 less he has and $500 more towards the movement. I think that was a real, real positive step, and I just hope the people in the pro-white community I think they have more common sense than some members outside of the community, if you will, give them credit for, because I think they see that, of course, we just have to be careful in the way we, but I wanted to point out all this talk about Ron Paul and the polls. I brought this up before on RPN, and the fact of the matter is, if people can recall, 15, 20 years ago when David Duke was running for public office, he was only polling at like 10%, 11%, 12%, and he would still win some of those elections.
Well, that's right. I mean, down there in Louisiana, I keep reminding I have some conservative Republican friends in Louisiana who absolutely hate David Duke. And you know, and I've said to them, you know, I've said, well, now, why is it that you hate David Duke when David Duke's positions on the issues are precisely in sync with the standard conservative Republican positions that most Republicans do take? Well, then they start squirming. And then, as I always point out to them, that when they, these conservative Republicans who move in these lily-white circles, I say to them, but when you go into a room that is 100% white, 65% of those people are likely, if they voted, to have voted for David Duke, the man who you detest. You know,
right.
People, you know, this whole issue of race is a, you know, I have many black friends, and I discuss the race issue with them as candidly as I'm talking about it here on this program, and, you know, they respect me for it because they know that I'm not giving them a line of bull.
Right.
You know, and that's why I say, that's why, you know, I think people on both sides of this issue just kind of have to, you know, for the sake of Ron Paul's campaign, there are people out there who are supporting, who have strong views, you know, on the race issue. Then there are the people who really don't have any views at all, but they're afraid of being tarred as racists, and then they hear this talk about racism in the media, and they go ballistic,
right,
and start attacking the people who do have views on race, and they're only, those people are only falling into the trap that's being laid for them by our Jewish friends who run the mass media in this country, because this is what they want to do. They figure that Ron Paul is most vulnerable from within. So they're stirring things up from within his campaign, within his base of support, and that could be very problematic, and I hope that Ron Paul doesn't fall into the trap.
Well, affirmative. I agree 100%. And at the same time, being a pro-white individual that I am, I'm hoping that pro-white people don't fall for it either, because, you know, we do have some pretty vocal, you know, pro-white people out there that sometimes stick their foot in their mouth.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, and it's, you know, it's kind of funny. I got an email from somebody who's a regular listener to this show, and I had made reference to a congressman from New York as being kinky-haired, and her reaction to that was that she thought that meant I was a white supremacist. And I wrote her back a nice email. We had a very interesting exchange. But it's funny how certain things that you say or certain, you know, concepts will trigger all sorts of thoughts and opinions in people, you know, just very emotional thoughts and opinions without weighing it in the bigger picture. And that's what I'm trying to convey here about Ron Paul's campaign, because I'm telling you, we've just seen the beginning of it.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you know, and as far as the polls are concerned, coming back to what you pointed out about David Duke, that's exactly what happened in Louisiana, where he beat the incumbent Republican governor in the gubernatorial primary, because
right,
when people were polled, you know, they're being, you know, all they were reading about every day in the paper was how rotten and horrible David Duke was. And then a pollster comes up to them and says, well, are you going to support David Duke or Governor Romer? Well, you know, any self-respecting person who doesn't want to be have a bucket of tar thrown over them, followed by a bag of feathers, they're going to say, oh, well, Governor Romer. Well, they were really supporting David Duke, and David Duke won the Republican nomination. He won it overwhelmingly. He was the Republican nominee for Governor Louisiana. Well, this is also what they're trying to do to Ron Paul. They're throwing all this stuff on him in the hopes, you know, that people, you know, that people will not support him. But what is also happening, I think, is that people out there in the heartland, people who don't know anything about pro-white or anti-Semitic or any of these things that, you know, that we're talking about very casually here, they just sense something good about Ron Paul, but they know that he's being condemned in the media. But the thing is, they're going to go out and vote for him anyway, because they know that theoretically it's a secret ballot. So Ron Paul could potentially do much, much better than his many critics would like to think. So it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be very interesting. But my warning to the Ron Paul campaign and to all the people out there to support it, who do support him, is not to get involved in a squirting match with one another and
right.
stay positive and do what they can to make Ron Paul have an impact, however minimal it may well be.
Exactly. Couldn't agree more, Mr. Piper.
All right, Cage, thanks for your call. Appreciate that. All right, well, we are getting ready to go to the break, but when we come back, we're going to bring up Steve from California. So, Steve, hang in there with us. We will be back here very, very shortly, and we will hear what you have to say. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from the crime capital of the whole world, Washington, D.C. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. Have one more caller we can bring up. Steve from California. Steve, are you there?
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
How you doing tonight, Steve?
Real good. You know, the exacerbation of race relations has as its core a Talmudic base from 500 years ago, which caused the black slave trade to occur, and was also instrumental in keeping this whole thing alive in a dialectic form that is typically Talmudic. And later, fast forwarding a few centuries, is a Marxist-Leninist dialectic. You referred to communism earlier in the show. And what they did in the 20th century was Kuhnloeb, Warburg, Rothschild banking interests created Adolf Hitler as one side of the dialectic. They created the communist Jew commissar-dominated gulag in the Soviet Union as the other side. And between the two, they caught the world in two, not one, although Hitler came later, that's true, but in two world wars. And in so doing this, they have continued the dialectic in the fact that Stalin was the one that armed with Israel in early on, around 48, et cetera, and before that and then shortly after that, which is really Palestine, but the Zog occupation of Palestine and the murder of the Palestinians and the pillage of the Palestinians. And he did it, and at the same time, the Mapai and Mapaim parties, which were the original political parties of Israel, were all communist-dominated, and they were modeled on it, but with certain fascist Nazi elements that were included on purpose. This dialectic of theirs has worked very good for them, not good, but I should say efficiently for them, there's nothing good about it, in terms of their desire to dominate the world scene and to be the masters of all the sheeples that they wish to herd, and that's all the goy, the Gentiles, all non-Jews, ultimate racism there on their part.
I guess so.
Yes, and yeah, I mean, they hate all races, and but yet they are the ones that smear us with that, and whenever they can provoke us to responding to that with a hatred for one another, then they say, see, we're right. Well, they're not right, no matter who else does wrong with them. The fact that a neo-Nazi does wrong does not make them right. They're the ones that originated it. It is wrong because it is wrong. They are wrong. The whole idea is not that you're to love your race to the exclusion of others, but you should love yourself and then love others as well. I mean, that's the simple thing that anybody with half a brain can figure out. You know, in the chat room, I posted a picture of a Palestinian infant shot by Jewish snipers as sport, and also Elizabeth Dilling. Dilling, because she totally stays away from, in exposing the Talmud for what it is, all racism, all possibility of being called an anti-Semite, she just tells the truth, is the one that is smeared and feared the most by the Jews for the simple reason that she tells the truth about them with no hatred, just with a love of the truth.
Just laying out the facts.
Yes.
That's exactly right. That's very, very interesting, and you're right about that. That's right. You know, see, that's the whole thing. You know, I have been in this movement, you know, more than half my life, and I've gotten to know a lot of people on all sides of all issues. And, you know, everybody in the movement, no matter what their views are, we're all kind of on the same page, and I think it's more a situation of cooperating than fighting.
Yes.
And you know, instead of recrimination, because ultimately we'll all end up in the gas chambers. This time the gas chambers will be real, though.
That's the problem, and that's the plan.
That's exactly right. All right, Steve, thanks for your call. Appreciate those insights. Very.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope we stirred the pot here tonight. See you here tomorrow night, God willing. Stay tuned for more good programming here on republicbroadcasting.org.
Since 1980.